There is something wonderful about the change of seasons here in New York. No, not just upping my electrolytes when I go for a relatively short walk. It's the smell of summer grilling, especially for whatever reason, I don't know why, in the West Village. It's sort of my seasonal clock. When I start to smell people, that sounds crazy. When I start to smell summer grilling outside, I know summer is upon us. And listen, I can't dig into my veggie dog or veggie burger without some bread or buns. Just because it's summer doesn't mean you have to cut out all the carb-heavy foods you love. Hero Bread reinvented the bread and buns that make summer great. Fluffy, delicious flavor and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. For me, getting enough fiber and cutting down on sugar are key elements to feeling better throughout the day. Hero Bread also has mouth-watering limited edition bakes, like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero Croissant. As Luann would say, c'est bon, c'est bon. Keep the carbs out of summer without compromising flavor with Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use code Andy at checkout. That's Andy at hero.co. And we're back. What a gift we just gave the world. So we're either 2 or 17 episodes into this season of New Jersey.
Three
episodes. Yeah. Yes. Wonderful. A wonderful journey we have taken so far. What's kind of your energy on it? How we feeling as we watch or not?
Well, you know, I didn't know what to expect because I'd heard that there was a divide, a line in the sand.
Had you heard that? You had no idea that maybe Teresa and Melissa weren't fucking with each other? Someone needed to tell you that?
No, but they've been that. It's been forever, but they've still filmed is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I had heard like they're not filming with each other anymore. Like they won't. They won't interact. They won't discuss. They won't throw cheese. Nothing. We're done. And so I was like, oh, well, how is this show going to work? Don't understand. And so when I finally watched, you know, episode one, and I was like, I'm high. Let's just watch them all. Let's back to back it. Let's keep rolling. And so I watched all of them, and I was really surprised at, you know, the John Fuda drama of it all, that people are like very into that. And Jersey is just so like backstabby. I feel like it's a street fight where like biting is allowed. Like there's just no rules where on other shows are like, stop it. Stop. We try to keep our rules here. People are just working behind the scenes, working up a frothy sweat, trying to dig dirt on each other. They got PIs involved, you know, all the secret meetings before the reunions and talk about that. And I do enjoy Jen Fessler still. I've enjoyed her from the first season that she was on. Jay Faye. And she has a great personality. And so I feel like she's trying to navigate what seems to be an impossible situation between, you know, Margaret and Teresa. And so I find that compelling as well. And of course, Dolores always brings me back.
Do you think that Jen Fessler at any point called Marge over off camera or whatever and said, listen, babe, we know that Louis is a piece of shit. I know that he's done terrible things, potentially, allegedly, to your adult son by calling and threatening or whatever, et cetera, amen. But I just want to remain on the show. And so I just have to do this thing.
No, because I think Jersey is one of the few shows where their emotions and their dirt are on the table. I think there are other shows where there are side deals made. And so we're getting like WWE caricatures of people, but I do think the one good thing about Jersey, despite the drama, is that they're not BSing us. Like when they're angry, they're really angry. When they're sad, they're really sad. And we know what they're angry or sad about. So I think Margaret would have been crazy angry at that. I think she would have called her out or had her little, you know, minions do it, and we would have heard about it.
The irony of saying that we always see their anger is interesting when you consider this, like, sort of online conspiracy, maybe or not, conversation about the way that Teresa and Jen Aiden were giving treats and prezzies and screeners to content creators to get them to say bad shit that they can then use on the show. And then Teresa's on the show being like, no, John's a family man. He's great. I love him. I'm just talking about him as a kid.
Drug dealer, I met back then. The biggest one in New Jersey. I was just repeating what his ex-wife said. Like, if we all repeated what everybody's ex said, you know, on all of these shows, it would be pretty crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's start with Louis's ex. Oh, wait, we can't because she has a restraining order against him.
Wait, which one now? Are you talking about ex-fiance or ex-wife?
Oh, no, I think he's okay with the ex-wife.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, it's the ex-fiance. Okay, I honestly hope he's okay with the ex-wife. God forbid.
I hope so.
Whatever she's
I think they are. I mean, they have children together, and the children seem lovely.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How do you sort of compartmentalize? And that's me even assuming that you don't think that Louis is great. So me making that crazy wild assumption.
Well, now I don't know what to think, right? Because I think that I honestly think that Louis and Teresa are soulmates, the way that you think that Bennifer Genjamin are soulmates.
What an insult. That is so fucking mean. Have you not seen Ben's movies? Argo, are we pretending that Louis crying on a beach yelling at women for disappointing him is the same thing? I'm just saying Ben's a better guy. He's a better caliber guy.
I don't care how they are. I'm talking about whether or not they're a good match.
Okay, I don't know that Louis goes to Dunkin' Donuts as much as Ben does. So, morality test, he's not bad.
I think the way that you think Ben and Jen are actually a good match together, I think that Teresa and Louis appear to be, thus far, a good match. Now, there's kerfluffle about the season yet to come where people are saying, he took all the money. And I'm like, was that real or is that just a soundbite and Bravo's teasing me? I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out.
I think so, too. Yeah. I don't think she's wrong, but I don't think she has anything to back that up aside from her hatred of Louis.
He seems to still have means, you know, because he's paying for things. You know, Teresa said, like, he's helping to pay for the girls' college. That's not something Joe is doing. And so, you know.
I just don't know how to compartmentalize Louis's work maybe as a dad or stepfather. I mean, we're not acknowledging the fact that he gave his kids like fake Cartier for Christmas. That was something. He didn't have the means to get them real jewelry that they attempted to show off on TikTok and then had to, I think, take down when people were like, LOL, that's not real. I don't know how to compartmentalize.
No, but let's pause right there. Let's throw a flag.
I'm throwing a flag. Him as a bad guy. Tell me.
I threw a scrunchie. So what I would say to that is that who is known more for wearing fake stuff?
Teresa.
She loves the good fake stuff. And there is a subculture of people who love the fake stuff more than the real stuff. So I don't know. Maybe it bothered them. Maybe it didn't.
I don't know that Teresa loves the stuff for being fake. She just doesn't know what's real and not. And people are swindling her.
No, but see, you know if it's real because you either went to the store and you got it or you bought it from a guy named Rick and from the back of a van.
Not for these women. Like Melissa was selling like Chanel embossed like pencil
channel
sharpeners like at Envy. Like it doesn't, this isn't tracking.
Well, where are they getting it from? If you're not getting it from the vendor, then you know that it's counterfeit.
I mean, maybe we're going off of like New Jersey lot, fell off a truck. And that truck was called Claire's.
And that's fine. Hey, and that's fine. You know?
I just don't know, for me to say compartmentalize just one more time for kicks. I just don't know because I just think he's such a bad guy, dark energy, sad spirit. The fact that she loves him is great. I'm just girding my loins for what I really do think is going to be a really tough journey for her. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he will only go low, try to harm or haunt or harass people that surrounds her. Maybe he'll never turn that on Teresa herself. Maybe this isn't the Kim and Kanye law where Kim is like, I mean, I think it is, where Kim is like, oh, Kanye might be a piece of shit to everybody else, but he'll never come after me. That didn't work out great for Kim. I'm just nervous.
I totally see what you're saying. And here's the thing is that I think, you know, Jersey, when people argue about whether or not Louis is a good person and, you know, this marriage and da-da-da, the ultimate message at the end of the day is people want looking out for someone. Looking out for Teresa, looking out for her girls, not wanting anything bad to happen to them. Now, Teresa's a grown woman, and she made a choice. She made a choice to marry him without a prenup. Gia is now pursuing law, which I think is amazing. And her story is so touching that she was in, you know, immigration law, and she really is, you know, going to try to be a lawyer, take the LSAT, all that stuff. And she had a good score. Good. That's amazing. Good for her. They're doing a great job with their kids. So, I mean, they've made choices here to not have a prenup, and that they seem fine. Her daughters, I hope, are always looking out for her, I think, and I believe always will look out for her. And they seem happy with Louis. His son seems lovely. There's a lot of TikToks that I know you don't watch, you know, of the daughters hanging out with his special needs son. And it's very touching. And so there's a core of love there. And we can't know everything that happens between them. But the kids, I think, are always a good indicator of how stable the home is and how things are going.
I agree with that. I feel like they have an intrinsic litmus test, but I also think they're children. So they're not going to be aware of some of the stuff that I would hope that Teresa is aware of.
Of course. I mean, G is an adult, though. G is in college, and it is her mother. So her perception, and she has a bias of like, my mom's telling me she's good, so everything's good. So again, there's many things we can't know. There's stuff that who knows what goes on. We just hope that they're happy. They appear to be happy together.
Maybe it's also a difference of taste. Like, if I had been told by a partner that they are vengeful and interested in, like, hunting for shit to use as a tool of manipulation against cast members, I would not react well to that, because to me that shows a level of anger that makes me uncomfortable. That would make me not trust my partner if I found out, or they just told me, or they, LOL, asked my permission. Like, they told me that they were hiring a PI to investigate members of the cast. I would say to myself, like, that doesn't feel like a good idea. But Teresa might feel differently. Like, we have seen evidence of Teresa being vengeful, being manipulative, like, looking to, you know, seek vengeance. She's not the only one in the universe, but I am just singling her out because we're talking about her dynamic with Louis. So the thing that repels me might attract her to him.
Exact. You see what I'm saying now?
Yeah, that just makes me so sad because I can't take myself out of it. Because I just think that, like, that stuff is not good. Like, I, you know, my little two shekels, I think that that is bad. I do not want to harness the dark arts. Not for the Housewives of New Jersey, when you have a built-in fan audience who are going to stand you regardless. Like, I just don't understand why trying to hurt families and harass adult children. Like, okay, here's my question for you. Let's cut the shit. Do you think that Louis made that phone call and said something awkward, uncomfortable, harassing, threatening to Marge's adult son? Do you think it happened?
After watching three episodes, you know, and the, you know, reunion from, because I watched all of it last season, that is the lingering question of, did it or did it not happen? What happened? And I wrote a little note to myself after watching these three episodes of, like, I got to remind myself exactly what is the accusation, exactly what is the proof, and what is the response? And so I lost, you know, my DVR. So I lost all my recordings of the reunion. So I got to go back and try to watch it on Peacock. But I need to make that as a note for myself. But even if we look it up, we can't know, right? I don't know. What's important is they believe that he called. And they believe that he said horrible things. Now, I'm sure he has a temper. Teresa has a temper. She's flipped a table. We've poured water on people on this show. People have laid hands. It's a very unique franchise. They go above and beyond from all directions to get at each other in any way that they possibly can. You got to have thick skin to go on Jersey, you know. And we got the two newbies, and they seem up for it. And I do like that they're friendly again, you know, Rachel and Danielle, because that was a highlight of last season when they had a good time, when they were shopping and they were joking. And I was so excited for them to have just this connection and friendship in a world of divisiveness, and it fell apart. But hopefully it's coming back together. But I don't know. I don't know what happened with Louis. I don't know if he made that call or not.
Totally hear you. Follow-up question. Do you think he made that call to Marta's adult son?
I don't put it past him. I don't put it past anyone. I really don't, especially not somebody with a temper. And I think that's the silver lining of them being together, is they get extremely angry. And then they have these moments where, like, they have like a, what was it in the backyard? I think it was like a little Buddha or something. Like, they're both And that was even before she was with him. She was when she went to prison, she was like, I do yoga now and I'm doing the meditations or whatever. So I think for both of them, they have a similar struggle with this almost irrational anger that they get. And then also wanting to check themselves and hold each other accountable and say, we're above this. We're above this. We're going to meditate. We're going to zen out about this.
It's just so interesting. I mean, I guess this is a whole thing. Like, we're all complicated people who don't oftentimes make sense. Just like the level of cunting that she yelled at Jackie when Jackie made a, what was the fucking word?
Oh, analogy.
She made an analogy about Gia and Teresa lost her mind. And meanwhile, maybe Louis is the kind of guy who thinks to myself, how can I best fuck with this woman named Margaret, who I hate, is to go after her child. To have that kind of instinct, if it was him personally or someone on a private investigator's team or a friend for someone else, someone deputized by Louis or Louis himself, to make that decision, the instinct for a franchise that's all about family, family, you know, love, 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 unless we're adults and then we hate our siblings, like to go after someone's child, to me, crosses a line that is so extreme. We saw that on Beverly Hills. There were questions of who was behind the bot, the racist, psychotic bot attack.
Now, we are talking about something different there, though, because that is an underage child. I don't know how old Margaret's son
is.
I'm not saying it's a fair play. I'm just saying we're talking adult versus child. Yeah.
For what we know, it certainly wasn't a death threat, which, you know, terribly is what faced Garcelle's child, two of her
kids. Can't imagine a child facing worse on a reality show, and it's a testament to Garcelle that she remained strong through that and weathered that storm, and to her son, who is, I think he signed with an agency. He's doing a lot. He's got a lot of stuff going on. So testament to them, but I don't know. I need to go back and refresh. I think it was that he was at work and he got a call, and they have a record of the call, and it's his cell phone number. However, in this day and age, it is possible to not only spoof a number, but also a voice. If you haven't heard my Micah Miller dive, I'm about to do part two. And there's a big section in it on AI and how, especially, you know, you and I would do this podcast. Somebody can send our voices to a loved one and have it say, like, I'm in jail. Like, I need money. Just send it right now. Zell me $5,000. Like, and you have to have a code word with everybody is my bottom line, because in the future, it's going to get even more difficult. Now they have, look for fingers, and that's how you can tell if it's a human being or not, because AI can't do fingers yet. But they can generate a human being talking to you, and you be like, no, but she did that video where she said that thing, but it's not really the person that you thought it was. It's going to be really fun in the next 10 years is what I'm saying. So even if Margaret had a recording, I would be like, hold on, can we have somebody look into that in IT? Because that could be AI generated, because his voice has been on the show enough.
Paris is always a good idea. And when I schlep on over to Europe, to my favorite city in the world, I bring with me a few important phrases that I have learned from housewives. C'est bon, chic c'est la vie. Je m'appelle the Countess. N'est-ce pas, Luann? And while those key phrases are important when speaking to any French bravoholic, for other matters of life, that's where Rosetta Stone comes in. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including, of course, French. It features fast language acquisition. It immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translations, so you really learn to speak, to listen, and to think in that language. It's an intuitive process. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. J'adore Chris Manzo. Et toi? There's a speech recognition filter which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's convenient with desktop and app options, and it's an amazing value. Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, AGs can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Today. Now that the temperature is rising, and I don't just mean the heat coming between Lindsay versus Carl, it can be really difficult to get my hair under control. I have like this wavy, curly, frizzy, natural texture that I genuinely love, but it can be really difficult to find a product that works for my hair without feeling heavy and genuinely counteracts the frizziness that I get naturally if I don't blow out my hair. That's why I love Way. Whether your strands are fine, medium, or like mine, thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner that's your type. I love the detox shampoo because it does exactly that. It detoxes your hair. And because I am a spiritual blonde and do have some color processing, the shampoo helps clean away all the schmutz that accumulates, leaving my hair feeling lighter and better than it did before. God bless that apple cider vinegar. And yes, for that frizz, I rely on the anti-frizz cream. I put it in after I shower, do a little scrunch of my hair, and I'm good to go. Way keeps me looking like me, just a little bit elevated. Jesse Solomon, have you heard my call? If you want volume, Way's fine hair and conditioner will give you a lift without weighing you down. Not sure what your type is? Take Way's hair quiz to find out. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code ANDY for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code ANDY. I know I'm one of many people who struggles with the all or nothing fads. Juice cleanses, soup diets, keto. Hours and hours of cardio. If this cycle sounds familiar to you, and it definitely does to me, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Ro to help them lose weight. And let's talk about the big O, obesity. 4 in 10 Americans struggle with it. So there should be no shame in the weight game. It's okay to talk about weight loss and talking about it in a way that feels healthy. With Ro, you can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. That's right, the people's couch. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/andyscrolls. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/andyscrolls. Before being prescribed medication, patients must complete an online medical visit, lab test, and qualify for medication based on their BMI, lab results, medical history, and the discretion of a Ro-affiliated healthcare provider.
I understand that logic, but that logic would require someone, I would hope in the cast, but God knows this audience is nuts, to want to seek such vengeance against Louis that they would figure out his cell phone number, call.
Super easy. I could do it in a computer program in an hour, Sarah.
But it's like the spoofing of it all.
I don't know how, but I figured it out.
Then he has his phone go off and it's supposed to be an example of, oh, look, this is a spoofed call and it's happening right when cameras are here. It just, to me, instinctively, that does not make sense. I think it it to me is more of a question of like, did this call happen or did it not? It feels like it did. I'm very confused by the evidence though, because Marge, I just watched Marge's Watch What Happens appearance, and she says something that she said in recent previous media, which is like, the show all agrees that he did it. The show all agrees that this happened. No one seconds her when she says it. Andy's not going to say anything in the moment, but she's putting forth information, not even to suggest, but to say flat out, production believes that it was specifically him, which is a huge fucking allegation. The difference, though, with what she said on Watch What Happens, which is what she said on the reunion, versus what I think Jen Fessler said, is that Marge is saying there are records, there are phone records, which again, we then get into spoofing of like, well, the phone records don't mean anything if this is someone masking his phone, so it looks like it's coming from him, but doesn't. I thought Jen Fessler said that there was an audio recording, but and then it occurred to me when I saw Marge on Watch What Happens that Marge hasn't said that, Jen Fessler did, which is not me suggesting in any way that Jen is like lying about anything, but I just kind of feel like, how are we so confused about what the evidence here is? Because if you are saying, maybe it's just like that Jen Fessler heard records, phone records, and thought recording, or maybe it was a slip of the tongue. I do that every 15 seconds. But there is a big fucking difference between phone records, which you can still litigate, and an audio recording. Is there one? Can that be found? I know that we're talking like big tech here. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, but that's a big difference.
Okay, something else that's important is that New Jersey is a one-party state. And so what that means is that it is legal to share a recording if only one party is aware that it's being recorded and it has the recording. Some states like California and other places are a two-party state.
I think New York is
so two-party. If you get somebody, something incriminating about somebody, you're not supposed to share it. There's a fine, there's threat of like 2 years or whatever, jail time, things like that, depending on the severity of what you've recorded, but you're not supposed to. But Jersey, it's fair game. So if they had a recording, that means legally there's nothing stopping from them from releasing it and sharing the audio of him calling this person if they were located in New Jersey.
But I don't know that there is one. Like and Margaret wants to put it to bed. I understand she does, in the ways that like Dolores was like, we're not talking about Frankie, we're moving on, we're not getting into this. They're trying to protect their kids. But also, if we are referencing it and I can't get it out of my head, then I need a little bit more information. If we are going to reference that this thing happened and not fully bury it, and I understand why you want to reference it, I would too. It would be like the mama bear, but also protective, but also angry that this thing happened to my child. I'm not criticizing Margaret for that, but I am saying if we're just going to throw out there that production agrees it was him, I need more information. Because that's a big, big fucking sticking point. That's a big deal. Louis's a big part of this show. He's a big part of Teresa's life. Teresa's a big part not only of this show, but of the Housewives universe. And we have invested over a decade in following this woman and supporting her, wanting the best for her or not. Her life is important to us. She's on this show for a reason. And it can be to criticize her or whatever. It's important to know if her husband was being aggressive towards someone else's child and threatening. That's information that if there's more information available, I think we as an audience have the right to hear it and then form our own opinion. But I just don't like these softballs of like, well, production agrees. I need more information on that, because then we're litigating something that maybe doesn't need to be litigated. Why is the pressure on us to try to figure this out if they
that
have
right
more
there.
Information?
That right there is why many people, myself included, either don't cover Jersey anymore, hesitate to cover Jersey, or have to be, it takes so much more work. It's mentally exhausting because I feel like I'm a jury member, right? I have no alliances or allegiances. I don't know them. I don't DM with them. I'm not in it, and I don't want to be in it. If any of them DM'd me, I'd be like, I'm not doing this. This is not what I do. It's not my purpose on this earth. Go find a minion elsewhere. I watch the show for entertainment. I don't want to be part of it, right? But there are some accounts that do, and that's what we're talking about. These accounts are bubbling up saying, like, I was misguided. I was helping this person put out negativity about these cast members into the world. And so when you watch these shows, especially Jersey, you have to run it through some filters first. So if someone says, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that you sent that voice. Okay, based on what? Hold on, hand up in the back. Based on what? Who said it exactly? What proof do you have? Could any of this, you know, be AI generated? What was said? Like, what time of day was it? Does he have an alibi as to where he was at the time? Was he in an airplane? Like, just, you can't just throw something out, especially to the smart people who watch Bravo. And we've got like Reddit pages dedicated to watching the Bravo shows. Like, people dig into these details and they do matter. So it is a little bit infuriating to have several little things kind of just hanging out in the wind and people are so angry and sure of it. And you either jump on that anger or you're seen as somebody who's a problem because you don't get how angry that person is. It's tough.
I guess it's just one of those things that's like, it's just so gross to me and so dark and so uncomfortable and crosses so many lines, not just in like LOL popping the bubble of the Housewives universe, but just in basic respect for the children of these cast members. Like, you can
hate, especially for somebody who's not on the show. I don't think we've ever seen any of Margaret's children.
Never.
It's not as though they want to be on the show. I'm not saying it'd be okay if someone did it to Gia. I'm saying it makes it even more ridiculous to be reaching out to people who have nothing to do. Like, they're not, it's not as though her son is like active in the DMs and trying to be a part of this and like posting things and poking at people. So that's why too, I think for the Bravo fans are like, he's really just a civilian. Like, he's just a person in the world.
And the scary thing is, maybe that's why you go after them, because you don't think that there's going to be as much pushback. Because if they're so private
happened,
and they stay off camera, if it happened. But I think I cannot litigate whether or not it happened, because to do so would require, to me, such a crossing of boundaries of like not believing this person who I don't know, who I couldn't name because they're like super private. I cannot litigate whether or not it happened. The litigation is who did it.
So do you have it? You have it on good authority to where you feel confident that it did happen?
Every part of my instinct, the same instinct that really has a lot of thoughts and feels about Bennifer, about Jen and Ben. I'm always on the up and up, 100% right. I'm 100% right. I'm right 100% of the time.
I'm facts and science. Over here where I am, facts and science only on all things. So I don't know.
Don't go to NYU. Give me $90,000 a year. I'll give you a fucking diploma. You'll learn more about goddamn life and math or the greater sciences of schools and whatnot. Like, this is class, okay? I'm your teacher.
I don't trust my emotions necessarily. So I think that's part of the reason why we deep dive so much, because it's like somebody can get you. Like, I can feel very bad for someone and then, you know, you get swindled. So you have to just like be smart about it. Like, is somebody trying to push a narrative that benefits them? And let's just double check this really quick. And I think Bravo fans are used to doing that.
Number one, I am your captain now. And number two, to go down the path of whether or not it happened would be to suggest that Margaret would lie and involve her child, who, as we all know, would stay very private.
Or could just be wrong. It's not about lying. Anyone could do that. Anyone could discover her child's number and call it.
But that's not what, like, we're not saying whether or not it happened to Louis. We're saying whether or not the call occurred.
Okay.
That your reasoning still applies to the call occurring.
Sure, it's just whether or not it happened. So you're asking me whether or not I believe Margaret, essentially, at the end of the day, whether or not I believe the passion of Margaret saying that her child was called, someone called her son and said something negative or made them feel a certain way.
I'm not asking if you believe Margaret. I'm asking in your heart and soul, in your body, in your internal organs, whatever's left after all those fucking gummies over the goddamn years. Do you believe that the call happened? Not according to Margaret, not who did it. Do you think that Margaret's child got a threatening call in some way related to production or cast of Real Housewives of New Jersey? Which is not a question of believing Margaret. It's honestly, to our understanding, a question of believing the kid. Are you serious?
I want to say yes, but we didn't hear it from the kid.
That's true.
Did we?
We heard it from Margaret.
We didn't hear from the kid.
We also heard from Jen Fessler that Margaret was hysterical. I can't believe it. I can't believe you're saying this. Go on.
No,
go on.
I'm saying I don't know. And here's the thing. You're talking to somebody who's been burned. All right? I've been burned. I believe a lot of housewives. I've been told a lot of stuff. Like, I was a Jen Shah fan, okay? I'm a little gun shy these days.
Well, you have bad taste.
No, I didn't. She was an amazing housewife.
She wasn't. She was always dark. She was always a mess, but continue.
She was an amazing housewife.
She was not, but she was chaotic, but she always had dark energy.
She had quick wit. She was on roller skates. She had a microphone. Look.
Okay. You don't ask for a lot. Okay. I hear you.
I do. I want to be entertained. Are you not entertained?
He is entertaining. Thank you. She always felt weird. But okay, continue.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I'm not, I hesitate to jump onto anything based on not enough information. I'm just a viewer. Don't pay attention to me. I'm just over here watching on my couch.
So how do you frame an opinion about literally anything?
I mean, I base it on like how they interact and what's going on with them. I don't need to know right now whether the call happened. I feel like we're going to find out more about these people as it goes on.
I guess you just have that level of patience.
I do. You have to. That's why Jersey's frustrating. And some people don't like to watch it anymore because you don't know what to believe. There's a lot of allegations all the time about all the cast members. Well, you called her and you asked this. Well, you met so-and-so behind a laundromat and paid him $50 to do this. And you it's like, it's a lot.
I'm giving such shock and awe.
That's how I go in. I go in blank and I walk out blank and I enjoy what I enjoy. And I have to leave it there, Sarah, because it's too toxic otherwise. That's the only way that I can enjoy the show.
That doesn't sound enjoyable to me. It sounds blank.
It's the only way I can watch it. No, I have a great time. I keep it super light. I'm like, haha, Jen Fessler. Oh my God, I love Dolo's drinks. Oh my God, you guys keep me young. And then I enjoy it and I walk away and I come back. But I'm not like, oh my God, how could you? You know, I got mad when she threw the cheese. It was a waste of food. It was dumb. But these people are working stuff out.
I did like the way that Jen Fessler ate that cheese because I love to see, as a Jewish velociraptor, I mean, representation matters, just choke it down. Just that's the only thing we want to choke down at the end of the day.
Yeah, when she was eating that mozzarella, when they're making the mozzarella last season. God, she's great. Isn't she just, she was like angry eating it. She's like working out her feelings. It was great. She's entertaining.
And Marge says, as Jen Fessler says in real time, that their friendship is fine, which is great. Like, I guess they have a great foundation. It's just like, maybe one day we'll unpack some of the frustration that Margaret seems to have. You don't care about anything that she's, or we're just attributing that to like, this is so high stakes. It's so stressful. I'm going to say a couple things. I mean, Margaret, even while saying that Jen Fessler's still a good friend, is like, and she's also a fucking moron. Like, I might be like,
that's how their friendship is, though.
I don't know that I would want a friend to think that I'm like an idiot or like that I'm just like really flippant or I don't know. Maybe internalize it. Like maybe I know that I am, but like I don't know that I feel about them saying that multiple times on national television.
Well, I mean, I think that Jen Fessler knew that when she was going to have friendships with people that her very passionate bestie Margaret does not like, she was going to get an earful, and that's how it was going to be. But she said, "I'm not your soldier. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm my own person." Mm-hmm. And that's JFS is going to roll solo.
How are you feeling about Jen Aiden, who's allegedly still on the show?
Oh yes. You know, Jen Aiden, she can be very amusing. But I think that's another party that's guilty of kicking up stuff behind the scenes. And we don't need it, guys. Like, calm down. Enjoy yourselves. Go on a spa day. Make some cheese like last season. Enjoy your day. And the entertainment, the fun, the hilarity, the conflict, it happens naturally. You don't have to mine for it. You really don't, I don't think, for any of these shows. Mm-hmm. And if you do, maybe take a break. You know, if you're feeling that kind of stress.
I don't think that Jen Aiden is going to... I don't
think... She's never going to take a break.
none of these people are going to take a break. How do you feel about the breakdown right now, just in cast interaction? Melissa and Teresa don't acknowledge each other's existence. Same with Marge and Teresa. Maybe not Teresa and Marge, but with Marge and Teresa.
Yeah, Marge has a line in the sand for sure on that. I think Teresa might be a little bit more open to it because it seems like she and Louis are saying, anyway, their position mm-hmm. is like, We want good vibes. We want love, all that stuff. So, I wasn't sure how it was going to work. It's been fine so far. And we'll see how it continues. It is weird, though, that, you know, they have like the party that, you know, for Joe's birthday at the Shore House. And everyone's there but, you know, Teresa and Louis. So it doesn't feel as fun to watch a franchise where everybody's not going to get together and have a good time ever. It's going to be split up for a while.
Yeah, and I think the difficulty is this isn't just a Teresa-Melissa problem. I mean, Jen wasn't there, although she was invited like an hour and a half before.
Yeah.
But it is an issue.
And good on Bill. Good on Bill, finally.
Standing up for his wife. Like, yeah. Doing the bare minimum. We love
Took
to see it.
Took a long time.
We mm-hmm. love to see it. That one time that he did it, which was this past week. With the Teresa of it all brings a lot because Melissa doesn't want to interact with her. Margaret doesn't want to interact with her. But also it brings other opportunities because we're going to see later on in the season, Jackie's not going to want to fuck with Margaret and Melissa at a certain point. She's going to want to align with Teresa. Your thinking around the Jackie repositioning, how are we feeling about that decision and choice?
Well, you know, I think Jackie really enjoyed being a cast member, so good to see her back as a friend of. And I think she's giving us more as a friend of than she even did as a cast member. I think she already gave a good amount as a cast member. So I think having her around as a friend of has been a very good thing for the show, because if you didn't have her and you just had those other core players and they're not really talking to each other, you need more people in the middle. You need more people that can cross the cliques and kind of be the connector dots between these little factions. So I think that's a good thing. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, once they have a larger kerfluffle, mm-hmm. but.
With Dolo and Polly, do we want to see a proposal forthcoming? Do you think that's what Dolores wants? Do you think that's what Louis wants? I mean, what Polly wants?
Here's the thing. I ride hard for Dolo. It's the kind of relationship where even if she was like, oh, I can't stand that account, I'd be like, I don't give a shit. I still like you. I like everything you put out in the world. I like that you work for charities. That's my alarm
it's
to go
Dolores.
Bait a trap.
Oh, great.
Okay. but it's, she's just so interesting to me and beautiful and classy. And, you know, she gets mad and she has her energy that she gives to certain people if they cross her. But overall, she's a peacekeeper. Mm-hmm. She is. And she's a mature lady and she wears amazing clothes. And I want happiness for her. And when she was with her previous guy, what was his name? The doctor, the gynecologist,
David.
When she was with David, my heart was broken for her. OBGYN. My heart was broken for her because she seemed to want such simple things, you know, for him to spend more time with her, for him to commit to her. And then Polly is with her and they show him they're traveling. The first photo we ever saw of them together was a photo of them on Instagram. They were traveling together, the thing that David could never like make time to do with her. And I don't know how important marriage is to her anymore, but I don't like that he seemed to get sassy with her in the previews for next week where he said, it's not like the second I get a divorce, I'm going to be dropping on one knee. How about you not sass my Dolo because I will take my hoops out. Don't you dare. That is a beautiful woman sitting next to you. An amazing, hilarious, funny woman. And for you to make her feel like that's somehow irritating to you, for her to think that she wants to commit herself legally to do paperwork to combine your lives together, fine. Roll out, Dolo. So I didn't like that. Before that, though, I was a Polly fan because he was making her happy.
He should be so lucky. Like, why wouldn't he be proposing?
He should be so lucky.
The day after. She's a wonderful person. She's charismatic. She's funny. She's not afraid of taking a stance and, like...
That scene of her at the table, her hair is stunning. Her dress, perfection, her makeup mm-hmm. knocked me across the room. He's lucky to be in the same room with her. He's lucky to be in the same room with her. And for him to sass her like that, I hope that that was just, I don't know, maybe he was paraphrasing something. Maybe he was having a stroke. We're going to see what happened, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
I didn't realize that one of the first signs of a stroke, in addition to like nausea and stuff, is
not making sense.
Not proposing to Dolores in the moment, mm-hmm. in the goddamn moment.
You say something and you don't make any sense.
And she has said she wants a commitment. She doesn't want to move in with him or commit to him any further without.
That's how she was with David. It's not a secret, Polly. This woman clearly states what she wants in a relationship. It needs to be respected.
Also, not to be a dum-dum, but like, then why are you getting divorced after 150 years of being separated if not to propose to her? So why are we like, but just, you know, wait a little bit longer. Don't be dumb. Don't think I'm going to do it tomorrow. Sir, isn't that the whole reason why you're finally signing this paperwork?
Fine. Yeah, fine. Go be by yourself then. She is a hot ticket. She will find to the left, Polly. Okay.
The week before Aunt Flo comes to town is always a tough one. I just feel off. I don't feel like myself. My cravings go absolutely wild. And in New York City, when you can order anything at any time, it certainly doesn't help. Thankfully, now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. And for those who are going through menopause or premenopause, when it can be equally a struggle to find comfort in your body, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony and Estro Control, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And P.S., BT Dubs, Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. But it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas. Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, HAPPYMAMMOTH.com, and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today. After watching Lala and Sandoval's behavior on the Vanderpump Rules reunion, I developed such an intense thirst. I guess it's contagious when you're talking about Vanderpump Rules. So thank goodness for Fiji Water. Fiji Water is the number one premium imported bottled water brand in the United States. It has a perfectly balanced 7.7 pH, and unlike the other two top premium bottled water brands, Fiji Water's electrolytes are 100% naturally occurring. In fact, Fiji Water has more than double the electrolytes as the other two, giving it signature soft, smooth taste. As someone who has spoken on the pod time and time again about the importance of having electrolytes, especially this summer, Fiji fits into my lifestyle so well. Before going on a little bit of a stroll, just a short one in these warmer summer temps, I grab my Fiji Water and I am out the door. Unlike some other premium bottled waters in the market, there's no ingredient statement on Fiji Water because there's nothing added to the water itself. Fiji Water is Earth's finest water. And as someone who's currently deep in the throes of watching Bravo's Finest Television, also known as Summer House, I know that having Fiji Water by my side is keeping me hydrated and refreshed. So Lala, take that. Sheena Marie, or as I will refer to her forever and ever, amen, Sheena Shea, has been right about a couple things in life. Number one, good as gold is a bop. Number two, apples are a delicious fruit. And also, family life is unpredictable, and a little peace of mind goes a long way. Now, as a single woman living here in New York City, Pedro Pascal, It's your time. Oftentimes, I am checking in with my friends because safety is important and so is peace of mind. In fact, when I had a medical crisis a couple years ago, my friends didn't know where I was while I was in the hospital. The reason they knew something was wrong, true story, was because I didn't show up to a private shopping appointment downtown. That's where Life 360 comes in. Life 360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you keep track of the people and things that are most important to you. The people you need to know are okay. A focus that Sheena Shea keeps in mind. While Life 360 can be used for so many reasons, the option of ensuring that your kids are protected while giving them independence, checking on your friends, or for me, as someone who has some chronic health issues, to ensure that people know where I am. That's why I love Life 360. Another thing I love about it is that with all of these lovely European schleps, in addition to sharing my flight information with my mom, she can see exactly when I've landed because of the app. Parents have enough to worry about. Breathe easier with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code Andy's Girls to get 1 month of the gold package for free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code Andy's Girls. It's good as gold.
Really got me heated.
So we're actually feeling pretty good about Jersey right now.
I told you, I thought it was great. I watched all three in a row. I would have only watched one if it wasn't good. Thought it was good.
I don't know that I would use good personally, but it is here and it's not as stressful. I'm serious. It's not as stressful as
I'm just imagining that as like the review of a Broadway play. I don't know if I would say it was good, but it's here.
It's here. I mean, you know, some of those early Hello Dolly reviews.
How was the play?
Were similar.
It happened.
It's here. It's happened. Literally Hello Dolly. Hi, how are you? That's like literally some of those reviews.
Salutations.
Salutations. So salutations to NJ. We're getting somewhere. We're cooking with gas. Hopefully it's not explosive. And we're piddle paddling our way through to another dark chapter at some point mid-season of like what the fuck happened with rumors or whatever. And also the Marge Jackie tension, damn, that's blowing up. I mean, that's gotten pretty fucking deep.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of just tension, a lot of rumors and tension for Jersey.
That should be the title of some sort of episode. Yeah. We should
Jersey
be so
fans
fortunate.
Have it rough. I do feel for anybody who's a diehard Jersey fan. I'm like, you don't know peace. I don't know when you will.
You're so rough. Right. You're so we're sending our prayers, thoughts and prayers to Jennifer, to Ben, to I guess
especially right now. I feel like every time I open my phone, another account's like, I used to do this or I put out this for this person. I'm like, I need string and a wall and markers because I'm losing track of who did what and what account said what about who and what's because then there's other accounts saying like, no, they're awful and they took money from these cast members and how dare they? And that's not any of that is true. So I don't even know anymore. And that's why I have to go in clean. I don't get involved.
We're not the people that you should go after if you want to get stuff done. Honestly, I just don't have the energy for it. Like, it's
oh,
a moral
I could give a
thing,
shit.
But like, I don't care enough about you. I care too much about
she
me.
Said something that could hurt my feelings.
I don't.
Okay.
Welcome to the planet.
I gotta go put food out for the crows. Uh-huh. I'm trying to make something happen over here. I'm trying to befriend crows. Go work that out. I watch the shows to release my tension. I'm not trying to get involved with lady drama.
Well, you know what? Lady drama is also a release. Listen, BBDB, you know, I could talk to you forever. This was truly a two-part episode that made my life complete. So happy Saturday to both of us. Can you tell the AGs and tippers, because, you know, we're pretending those aren't one and the same, a little bit about your podcast, some recent episodes that you've recorded, some episodes upcoming?
Yes, my podcast is called The High and Low Podcast, hosted by me. And I do 2 episodes a week right now, which Sarah said, that's too many for somebody who's just starting. And I said, hush, it'll be fine. And it is a little bit too much. But I...
I told you.
No, I'm getting faster.
Don't do it.
I'm getting better. I'm getting faster. And so it's working out great. And I have a good time. I think every episode is good. And that's just me because I listen to it and I make sure. And I don't have any sponsors, which is fun. And here's the benefit to that for you all. It's a solid hour of power. There's not one ad. I'll mention something if I, like, I'm drinking a poppy right now. So good. Mm-hmm. My new favorite thing, poppy.
It's literally not sponsored.
Not sponsored. But I do deep dives. I do rants and I do recaps. And so I did, I do deep dives on Bravo adjacent and Bravo stuff. But I also did one like on Micah Miller, who is a woman who was found deceased. And there's a lot of talk about, was her ex-husband involved? And her family was asking for help for anybody who does deep dives. And I was like, I've been summoned. So a lot of people all over the world have been looking into that. And I also recap movies and series and other things that are not Bravo related. So it was a little bit of something for everybody.
Her husband seems like a psycho, no?
It seems a lot. It seems like a lot. And I feel terrible for her family and her. And the more I dug, the more horrible stuff I found. And so I'm working on a part 2. And every time I've got an hour recorded of a part 2, something else comes out. So I need to like refresh myself on something, whatever the new batch of information is, because the world is amazing. The best thing that any family can do, I think, if somebody ever goes missing or passes away in a way that seems suspicious, is to throw it out to the universe of people who do dives and are on Reddit and are curious people and are very smart, intelligent people online and say, hey, help us look into this. Here are the facts that we have. What do you, you know, what can you tell us? And so the whole world's working on this. It's pretty interesting. We hope that her family finds the answers because it seems like there's some shadiness happening.
And the fact that it's all happening in real time, like this isn't a cold case. This is like, this just happened. Then there's like, he's just saying shit every day. I don't even know how I've heard of him. It's probably from your social. Like, it's just somebody said.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. But I'm not on TikTok. So I usually just
Even there. I mean, it's tons of other places as well. Like local news channels around there, because this was South Carolina. But then she was found in North Carolina. So the feds are involved or they've been asked to be involved.
Oh, wow.
It's all happening in real time. People are doing everything they can to try to help the family and to find the truth of this.
Well, it's got to be some fascinating episodes. I need to catch up. That sounds like a lot of work that hopefully will lead to resolution that will bring her family some peace. Where can people follow you on Instagram?
I am Bravo, Bravo, Ducking Bravo on all platforms. That is where I'm at. So, I love a good deep dive and very like, you know, I think it's going to be more difficult, like I was saying, as time goes on for people to know fact from fiction. Mm-hmm. And even with the Micah Miller case, I see things all the time and somebody will say something and they'll sound very confident and there'll be a man with a backwards hat on. And I'm like, hold on, sir. How about I fact check your fact? And so I think that's going to be difficult. So for me, I put something out only when I have double checked some stuff. And then I always share my sources because I love to be wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Great. This is what I'm going on based on this, or I read this from this publication. And so I pride myself on that. And I always think it's so funny how strict I think you are too, like with the things you say and the facts that you put out. And yet the entire world around us is full of confident people saying wrong things pretty much all day long.
Well, I also just kind of say, you know, normalize changing your mind based on new information. I'm not beholden to me being wrong about something. I usually start off a hot take by being like, I could be 100% full of shit. I probably am.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not precious about changing my opinion because I think what is the point of watching the show except to hear new episodes, new content, and have that frame a different updated conversation taking place, and also acknowledging when I haven't changed my mind about something, here's why. Like, this is my own shit. that like always is unrelated to the show, but has a huge impact sometimes in how I view the show. So, yeah, I'm not, if I am precious about a take, there's a reason for it. And I've probably discussed it.
Okay. Having said that, question for you relating back to Jersey.
Sure.
Did you ever watch the dive that I did on Louis and his ex?
I'm sure I did, but it wasn't like 5 seconds ago. It was, I'm sure
it
I did.
It was a while ago. Yeah, I'm thinking about turning that into a podcast because the dive, you know, is long. You click through it. And so I could do that and turn that into a podcast. I probably should. But anyway, that was very enlightening. And that did kind of give me more information about both of them and how they interacted and things. So you should go watch it, refresher.
I would love to refresh it, which I will do on your Instagram, Bravo, Bravo, Docking Bravo. And I will also say that when it comes to like, I don't know about this hot take because of the audience, when you talk about Louis long form, I mean, that's something. I listened to Jeff Lewis was just on Two Teas in a Pod, a podcast I literally never listened to in full, but I listened for his episode because I'm a chump. I love Jeff. And, you know, at one point they don't bait him, but they say, you know, who do you think should be back if it's between Teresa and Melissa? Who would you let go? And he goes, oh, you know, for whatever reasons, I would let go Teresa. And they start laughing and they're like, oh, you're fucked. Like Louis is going to come after you. So when they kept that in the episode. So like, just, you know, even and especially when you're relying on maybe court documents and what we're perceiving as facts, you know, just to try a little tenderness, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the thing about me though, is that like I was really surprised because I go into everything neutral. Like, again, I don't have a side, and there were a lot of people who were you know, Teresa fans, Louis fans, who really liked the dive because it was completely even keeled. I never do that. I'm like, here's what this means, and here's what's saying. If I find something, you know, offensive, I'll be like, I would find that offensive or something. But we just work through it. Like, take my hand. We're going on this dive. Let's see what we find.
I need to refresh myself. It's been a minute, and I look forward to listening to that. I think that's a great idea to put on an episode. You know what else is a great idea? Joining the Andy's Girls Patreon. It's the number one way to join the pod. In addition to enjoying those ads that you might hear throughout this episode and using those promo codes, because we love our advertisers, who are a big part of the reason that AG continues to thrive. So support those advertisers and join the AG Patreon. You get exclusive bonus episodes and so much more at patreon.com/andyscrolls. $2 a month gets you my love and thanks. $5 a month, you get 2 bonus episodes. $10 a month, you get 4. There's also a premium tier. You can have a private Zoom Kiki with me or record a Patreon episode. There's a fly I'm trying to swat away. I thought I got it, but I didn't. And it's a new friend of here in the Clawfus. You can follow me on Instagram and allegedly threads at Dame Galley. BBDB, a pleasure, a joy in having you back. Thank you so much for this two-parter.
Always fun.
Full of sass. What's your favorite J-Lo song?
Waiting for tonight.
On that note, guys, thanks to all of you for listening, and we will chat with you soon. Bye-bye.